Message number 859. Never accept a cross which does not resemble the cross upon which I was crucified. Tuesday, July 30, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, how sweet are the voices of those who love me and who comfort me in this time of great sorrow. You, my beloved followers who will never desert me, are like honey sweet in my mouth, soothing my body and lifting my spirit. Many will follow the falsities because they will be afraid to stand up and defiantly defend the Word of God. At first they will be confused by the new practices, new symbols, new garments, new formats for altars and new crosses. Then they will accept all these new things as signs of the times. This new modern so-called unified approach to honor God will be then enthusiastically embraced by those poor souls. But those who are mine will stay true to my word for all ages. They are the backbone of my church on earth and they will never break. My desire is that you, my loyal Christians, of all denominations, gather together to fight the demons which have been unleashed from hell and who roam amongst you. Never apologize for loving me. Never accept a cross which does not resemble the cross upon which I was crucified. When I am missing or am not mentioned, then you will know that infestation spreads throughout these churches which has been masterminded by my enemies. If you do accept their satanic rituals and symbols, you will leave yourselves exposed to evil. Stay true to me. Keep your daily prayers simple. Keep holy water and my cross in your homes. Protect each other. Stay obedient to those sacred servants of mine who will remain fiercely loyal to me and who refuse to betray me. Then spend the rest of your time praying for the souls of atheists, those who believe in pagan gods, and those who will blindly follow the enemies of my church into the wilderness. Remain in close union with me and call on me every day for strength. I will be at your side during these bitter trials ahead, and I will never forsake those who seek me out. Your Jesus.